Welcome back to Tip TV Finance with myself, Matt Brown. This is our regular slot of a CEO interview, and I'm joined today by Ian Mann, who is CEO of ECSC Group PLC. Good morning, Ian. How are you?
Hi, Matt. I'm fine. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Right, starting off, explain to me what ECSC is as a company.
So we're cybersecurity specialists, and that involves a few different things. So at one level, we test people's security. So they hire us to hack into their systems, and then we give them a report and say, these are all the things that we did, and this is what worked, and this is how you can breach your security, and then they can fix the problems. Then we advise and guide them on how to fix problems and how to beef up their security. But they also outsource security to us, so we manage it for them. So the security devices on their network, we can manage those remotely. And we've got a security operations center, and we can monitor and detect breaches and do that as an outsourced service.
Very interesting. So you're paid to hack big
Correct.
Companies.
Yes.
That's a good job. I can imagine a lot of IT kids out there would love to have that job.
For many people, it's a dream job because you get paid every day to go and hack companies, but you're not going to get arrested for doing it.
Great. Trading update this morning, but sorry, before we come on to that, you floated at the back end of last year.
Yeah, middle of December, yes.
So this morning we had a trading update. This is, I assume, the first update since you've been on the market.
Correct. So the update that we just released is for our year to the end of December 2016. Mm-hmm. And the release says that we're in line with expectations. And on a like-for-like basis, it's organic growth of about 35%, which, considering that we were working on the IPO as well, is a good result for us.
Good, good. And obviously with the IPO, I assume that brought new capital into the company, one of the benefits of being floated, and you're floated on the AIM market, the alternative investment market. Talk me through, number one, the capital raise and where that money is now going to expand the company.
So we've been around quite a few years, 15 years plus, and I started the company, self-funded, bit of money from family and friends, and we've grown the company every year, but that's been by reinvesting profits. We've never really had, if you like, institutional investment. The IPO has raised £5 million of new money. And that's going into growing the business and accelerating the growth and scaling up what we're already doing. There's a lot of market demand, as you can imagine, for cybersecurity. A lot of people having breaches need to get their protection in order. We've got some new legislation coming along. So there's a really lot of good opportunity for us to scale up the business and meet that demand.
Mm-hmm. And are you investing in sales or development of the product or a bit of both?
It's a bit of both. We've just taken a larger sales force in and done a three-week intensive sales academy of training for those people. And we're bringing in delivery people and engineers to meet the demand for those new salespeople. We've also got a new security operations centre opening in Australia. And that's not for the Australian market, but that's to allow us, for our international clients, to give them what's called follow the sun, where we can do 24/7 monitoring. And means if you have a breach 2 o'clock in the morning, Saturday night, then we've got somebody who can look at the data and can analyse and help you with that incident response straight away.
And from a client point of view, if you do have a security breach on the website, how does ECS help with regards to dealing with that issue? Obviously, that's a big thing now. Everything seems to be online these days. How can your company help these companies?
So it really depends. If we've already got a relationship, we might be the people who are already managing security and already detecting breaches. So it could well be us saying to the client, we think you've got a problem because our detection systems have uncovered something going wrong. But in some cases, we don't already have an involvement. So they would call us and we would deploy people onto site. We'd also plug equipment in to actually analyse what's going on. We potentially can do forensic analysis of devices to work out what's happened and how have things been hacked. So fundamentally with a breach, the first thing is to identify what's going wrong and stop the breach because it might be ongoing, they might be losing data. So it's normally identify what's going wrong, stop that, and then prevent it happening again.
And with regards to clients, obviously from a disclosure or security point of view, you can't name clients, but one would assume you have some big blue chip clients that you service.
Yeah, we've worked for 10% of the FTSE 100. So we've got a big spread of clients, lots of different sectors, but it does include some major multinational clients. We've worked in over 25 different countries. So we have a nice spread of clients across different sectors.
So would you say there's enough diversification within across your client base that if you were to lose a big client, it would be filled by another client or potentially from your new sales push, you're going to bring in new clients?
Yeah, our largest clients at the moment for last year only accounted for just over 5% of our revenue, so we don't have a dependency on any one particular client.
So there's not an issue with concentration risk
No.
on that front. That's great. And you've already mentioned the expanding into Australia as a base, but also operating in 25 different countries. Probably not a big thing for you, but Brexit and certain trade regulations changing. Do you see this as a headwind for your company?
Well, the big change in cybersecurity is some new regulations which have actually come out of the European Union called the General Data Protection Regulations. And the big change that makes is that the fines currently in the UK for a data security breach is up to £500,000. With the new regulations, that moves up to 4% of global turnover. So a big increase in fines. And that legislation, the government has confirmed that that will become UK law in May 2018, irrespective of Brexit. So this big change in terms of fines will happen anyway. And given the amount of trade we do with Europe, it's very unlikely most people think that a future government would change that because we'd still be having to trade with Europe. But also that regulation, as well as introducing much harsher fines, has a legal requirement to report breaches within 72 hours. So currently there's no legal requirement to report a breach, but from next year everyone will have to report a breach. And that means they'll have to respond much quicker in an incident, understand what's happened and prepare themselves to then report to the Information Commissioner.
That's great. And from a share price point of view, I think you floated or on the first day of trading was around 170, you're now above £2. Obviously, with a trading update today, and I believe you have a full year update or a full update coming out in a month's time.
Correct,
is that
yes.
correct? Without saying too much about the share price or what's to come out in your final update, do you feel the share price is where you'd like it to be, albeit you've only just floated on the market?
Well, we just floated. It's early days. I think most people are happy that it there's been a significant increase since we floated. We're not really particularly focusing on share price today. We're executing a plan of growth, investing the proceeds, scaling up the business. So we're more interested in where we'll be in 2 years' time. We've got a history of being in profit and organic growth, and really we're looking forward to that been maintained and where we'll get to in a couple of years.
That's great. And just in the space, is there much competition?
It's very fragmented. There's some new entrants, but we've seen new entrants come and go for the last 15 years. There's a few big global providers. I think what makes us different is that we can do the testing, the advice and guidance, and the managed services and the outsourcing. So we can take people through the whole journey of finding a weakness or dealing with an incident all the way through to managing things for them. So we don't really have direct competition that can do all of those things.
Well, Ian, thank you very much. That was Ian Mann, CEO of ECSC Group PLC.